This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. The Mescalero Apache tribe in New Mexico is closing its reservation and some tribal businesses this week after positive COVID-19 cases nearly doubled among residents. In 2 days, 24 positive cases were reported, raising the total number to 47 since March. In a video message to tribal citizens, President Gabe Aguilar says the reservation will be on lockdown for 14 days starting Friday night.
We're trying to stop the people driving to town, just getting out. We're trying to make sure that we just take it seriously. This virus is different. You know, we see numbers increasing all across the world, but we need to be proactive and we need to take the measures to stop it. We need to stop it now.
On Friday, before the lockdown begins, the tribe will conduct mass testing, which Aguilar is encouraging residents to take advantage of, saying the Indian Health Service is currently overwhelmed.
I want to just say, let's all come together right now as a community. We did this before. It's very tough to do again, but we have to do it again. We have to on behalf of our people. You know, just when we start to say we're doing so great and this virus is not bothering us, it seems like it takes a whirlwind and it comes after us.
Tribal roads will be closed and barricaded off. No visitors are allowed to enter the reservation from out of town, and schools will not start until after Labor Day. The tribe also has set up isolation units for those who need to be quarantined. The Menominee Tribe of Wisconsin announced Wednesday $10,000 in rewards for information about two missing tribal members. Caitlin Kelly has been missing since June, and Robert Lyons has been missing since 2017. Tribal leaders, state officials, various law enforcement officers, and members of the community raised awareness about missing and murdered Indigenous people during a press conference Wednesday. Here's Menominee Tribal Chairwoman Joan Delabrew in a live stream by WLUK-TV.
We're hoping that with this reward and the efforts and the task taken to have all these parties speak together, and as you look around, families and friends, look to the officers that are here. These are all people involved in the search efforts or inquiries into your missing person. Know their face well and always be vigilant that you can ask them questions in reference to the cases, and they should respond to you.
The press conference also raised awareness about the 30-year-old unsolved murder case of Ray Turtelot and missing person Lisa Neum from 40 years ago. A statewide missing and murdered Indigenous women task force was recently formed to address tribal cases. Multiple agencies are currently involved in the investigations into Caitlin Kelly and Robert Lyons. Anyone with information about the two cases is encouraged to contact Menominee Tribal Police. This week, the Edmonton Eskimo Football Club in Canada announced its board of directors decided to drop the team's Eskimo name. Over the last 3 years, the club conducted research and public engagement on the team name, including listening sessions with Inuit communities. Board Chair Janice Agrio says their efforts did not show an overall unified finding on the team name, but recent views about the name are shifting.
People who defended the name only a year ago are less comfortable with it now. Institutions are being renamed around the world. The change to our name is part of a sweeping societal change. Thank you to those members of the Inuit community who spent time sharing their views with us over the past 3 years. To those Inuit who told us they loved having a football team called the Eskimos, we hope that we can continue to be your team. To those who were offended by the name, we have heard you and recognize your concerns.
The club will conduct research and engagement to select a new name. For now, the team will be called the Edmonton Football Team. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by AARP Teletown Halls, bringing you expertise and the latest information on the coronavirus pandemic from leading experts. Info on the latest schedule at 855-274-9507.
Support by the Internet Society. Tribes have until August 3rd to apply for a license to help bring the Internet to their communities. More info available by calling Mark at 1-800-311-2166 or visit internetsociety.org/tribal.
Native Voice 1, the Native American Radio Network.